This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Jury deliberations begin today in the case of Devin Erickson, who's on trial for killing a classmate and wounding others at his school in Highlands Ranch in 2019. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The facts of what happened at the STEM school aren't really up for much debate, but the jury must decide whether Erickson intended to pull the trigger when he killed senior Kendrick Castillo in Classroom 107. Prosecutor George Brockler described the moments before the attack.
Devin steps outside 107 with his guns, with his rounds, and he texts the co-defendant, "Go now." That is the language of coordination. That is the language of execution.
Defense attorneys representing Erickson say his behavior that day doesn't match with someone about to commit a mass shooting, and that the gun only discharged when he was heroically tackled by other students.
That was senseless. Doesn't make any sense. And when you try to figure it out, it doesn't make sense when you think about it, even with Mr. Brockler's rendition.
If convicted of first-degree murder, Erickson faces a life term without parole. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis plans to meet with business leaders today about the state's legislative session and what it means for Colorado's economy. Here's CPR's Benta Berkland.
Polis will talk to the Denver Metro Chamber of Commerce and representatives from companies like Southwest Airlines and Xcel Energy about many of the bills that recently reached his desk and some that didn't. The business community was front and center on a number of high-profile measures, from food delivery service fees that'll help fund transportation initiatives to rate setting in the insurance industry and to cutting greenhouse gas emissions in certain sectors. All of those proposals passed. The Democratic-controlled legislature approved a huge volume of bills before finishing the session last week. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The U.S. House Ethics Committee will not pursue a complaint against Colorado Representative Lauren Boebert. A Democratic House member requested an investigation into whether Boebert and two other Republicans had any ties to the attack on the U.S. Capitol January 6th. Boebert denied any connection, and the Ethics Committee voted not to investigate further. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.